Hi, this is your girl Nashay Lamore, and today I'm going to talk about a subject that you see each and every day. Yes, you see this each and every day. What subject can you possibly talk about, Nashay, that we see each and every day? Because it's many of them. I guarantee you that regarding the relationship, it's many. Today's subject is recognizing game. The game is real. Recognizing game. Because the game is real. Yes. What do Nashay Lamore mean by that? Well, a lot of times we out here dating and we meet new people. And, you know, it's cool. You know, you want to meet new people. It's summertime. You know what I'm saying? You meeting people and everybody got on their best dress. And, you know, everybody hair is up to par. You know, rather the men are getting haircuts, shaves. The women are in the beauty shops. You know, we all on our best behavior. And this is where Nashay Lamore describes the mask. We all are wearing our masks when we first meet people. You know what I'm saying? You got your mask on. You know what I'm saying? You out here. You want to meet somebody. You single and ready to mingle, you know? And then sometimes people just meeting people and they are not available. You know what I'm saying? What do I mean by that? They might have a situationship, a relationship, whatever ship they got a ship going on, and they're not available. They're not romantically available. Yes. So that is one example of game, recognizing game. Basically, we just meeting people and you just got to figure them out. You know what I'm saying? You got to figure these people out. You know, because you don't want to get caught up in no catch 22 with your heart and you caught up and you didn't fail for the Joker. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to fall for the Grim Reaper and they just stole your heart, your money, your time. You know, you want to be with somebody that's going to be on a mutual situation or circumstances. Fair exchange, no robbery. Yes, fair exchange, no robbery. You know, it's just real out here. And I was speaking to somebody, of course, and I was talking to them about how a lot of times, like I always say, the mask falls off. You have to figure people out. And it's so sad sometimes, but you got to have 10 toes down. You got to be on top of it because this is your life. This is your heart, your mind, everything. You don't want to just give that to anybody. But then if some people want to do that, that's their prerogative. That's their choice. But on the average, you don't want to just give your heart to somebody that's not worthy or give your time to people that's not worthy. That's why I said the game is real. The game is real. You know what I'm saying? And people are out here, you know, to snatch it like the Grim Reaper. And if you're not careful, you're going to get caught up. You're going to get caught up, ladies and gentlemen. And Nashay Lamore ain't got time to be getting caught up because I've been through it. I've got caught up so many times. I can't even begin to tell you. And I had to learn. I guess at the last final moment, I just got fed up of getting caught up. And I had to realize I was not recognizing those red flags. You know the red flags I always tell you guys about? Nashay Lamore wasn't recognizing those red flags. She wasn't looking at them. She wasn't acknowledging them. You know, she was thinking she had it all together. She was thinking, oh, I got this. No, you don't. You don't. Because when somebody show you who they really are, trust me, believe them. Believe them, ladies and gentlemen. Don't take it for granted that somebody can't, you know, snatch the mask off and be a totally different person. I'm just being 100 with you. And I'm talking to you guys like family members, friends, you know, like I actually know you, like I'm actually sitting in your living room. But I want to keep it as real as possible because I want you to continue to follow me. I want you to continue to share, like, share, and follow. I want you to say, you know what? She keeps it 100 as much as possible. You understand what I'm saying? Because I've been through it. These are a lot of testimonies. A lot of stuff that I talk to you guys about are actual testimonies of Nashay Lamore. And I'm not ashamed. I am not ashamed. You know, a lot of times people in the past, the old school, they used to want to not, you know, it was like taboo to talk about this type of stuff. This new generation and this new era that we're in, people want you to tell them in the raw. Tell me, Nashe, tell me what's going on. Keep it 100 with me. Don't, you know, don't lie to me. That's where we are right now. People don't want you to sit up and lie to them and pretend and make believe. People want to know, you know, because truth be told, you save a lot of time when you, you know, come in the door what it is, you know, and everybody can handle that. We do understand some people do well with make believe. I get it. Some people do well with make believe. I said that, yes. Because some people want to live in a fallacy. They can handle it better. Because sometimes people, you know, they can deal with, you know, a lie versus a truth. You know what I'm saying? Me, Nashe Lamore, I have to deal with the truth. I handle it well. And I deal with it better. Because a fallacy only hurts me. It breaks me down. It makes me weak. You know what I'm saying? It gives me false hope. And I don't want no false hope if it's no false hope. I want you to be 100 with me. Tell me in the raw. At least I can process it. And then it starts the healing process, ladies and gentlemen. Did you hear what I said? At least if you come correct with me and you tell me in the raw what it is, regardless of the fact of the circumstances of how I'm not going to like it or how I'm not used to dealing with it. If you tell me in the raw, at least you're giving me an opportunity to process and heal. And a lot of times people do not understand this, but if you honestly come with the real, some people will deal with it for what it is. But see, a lot of times so many people out here running the game and they thinking if I tell her what it really is, or what I tell him what it really is, he not gonna be there. When in fact, somebody will be right there with you and just say, hey, it is what it is. It is what it is. See, a lot of times people accept what they know versus what they don't know. Like a lot of times if you tell somebody up front, hey, you know what? This is what it is, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, they might not deal with it. You might have a small percentage of people that won't deal with it. But overall, when a person wants you or like you, they'll come in the door and they'll deal with it, even if it's on a small level, even if it's on a conversation level. Concerning the relationship, concerning dating, concerning getting to know you. You know what I'm saying? That's why I say the game is real out here, baby. The game is real. And I'm just going to spit a little to you because I don't want to tell all the secrets because, you know, people get mad like, why are you telling the secret? You know, basically, I have been ran game on, ladies and gentlemen, and I have been the game runner. Let me say it again so you can hear me loud and clear. I don't have no problem with it. This is my testimony. This is what I do. I'm a relationship writer. I write about real life relationships of my past, testimonies, and things I've seen and heard. And also, I speak about it on the podcast. And I have no problem with it. Guess what? I'll be the first woman, you know, in history to come with the real. I'm not doing no fictional. This is a real life relationship podcast. I speak about the real relationships. We're not talking about no fictional on this podcast. So if this does not work for you, you can exit right now because it's going to get real. It's going to get real. And I'm not going to do a real long podcast, ladies and gentlemen, but I really wanted to talk about it because I had never really got down and, you know, deep about this subject. You know, I have been ran game. People have ran game on me, and it's cool because all women have experienced it. It ain't like something like, you know, oh my God, you know, hey, it happens, you know, and I have been the game runner, you know what I'm saying? Where I could have actually got really hurt. You know, women can't do what men do. Let's just keep it 100. That's going to be another podcast, ladies and gentlemen. Women cannot run the game like a man. You know, and men, you just going to have to accept it and be 100 about it. You cannot accept what a woman put out versus what a man put out. You know, because when I was running the game, ladies and gentlemen, and I was basically doing the same identical thing that men were doing to me. I mean, I had like, you know, undercover threats. You know what I'm saying? Condescending remarks. Oh my God, it gets worse. And it was just ugly. And I didn't understand why is it that, you know, it took for a long time for a woman to actually literally, you know, be saying something like what the man was saying to me. I got it way when they found out in the beginning versus when I found out that I was being ran game on. I gave warnings. Yes, I gave warnings. I gave opportunities. You know what I'm saying? It's like contracts. Well, if you sign this contract and you promise you won't do it again, you know, please. You just gave him an opportunity to do it better or find a way to not get caught the second time around or the third time around. Be creative so he would not get caught. You know what I'm saying? And I mean caught as in when I say the game. That goes for ghetto attitude, manipulative environment. I'm going to say it again, ladies and gentlemen. Game. Ghetto attitude, manipulative environment. I shouldn't be telling y'all my secrets because I know the game. You know what I'm saying? I've seen it. I've been around. I've seen a lot. Basically, whatever the person motives is coming into the relationship, situationship, whatever ship it is, it could be anything. You know what I'm saying? It could be a person that's, you know, opportunist because you have the convenience of money. You have a car. I've seen people who, you know, whether it's a woman or whether it's a man, you know, a woman have a car and the man needs rides. He's going to be around her. He's going to be up under her. He might not necessarily want to be with her. He needs a ride to work. You know what I'm saying? He needs a ride to go here. He needs a ride to go there. Maybe Uber is a little too costly. It's easier to deal with her and fill her head up with lies. You know what I'm saying? Spoon feed her and get what he wants out of the situation. Yes. Game. That's game. Another situation could be a woman. You know, she could be dealing with a man because he has money. She got to pay her bills. She got to feed her kids. And I'm not knocking that at all, ladies and gentlemen, because I've done it. Yes, yes, yes. I've done it. But what I'm saying is, if the man is wanting more from that woman, a lot of times if he's in love with her, or he loves her, he don't see it right away. He don't see it right away because he's blinded with a love. He's blinded with the emotion. He could be blinded with that punani. You know what I'm saying? So whatever it is that got him smitten over her, guess what? He might not see clear of what her true motives are. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of times you need to find out, basically, if you don't want to get caught up in the game, because the game is real. You need to find out and stop looking at people for their looks, looking at people for what they got. You need to find out what a person want. You know what I'm saying? That goes both ways. That goes both ways. Because I've actually seen people that have money actually get in the game as well. And you're probably like, how, Niche, what do they want? Oh, they want a fool? Yes, I said it. They want a fool? Because I've dated men with money, and I possibly thought I was the one basically getting over, or I was the one getting the benefit. Oh, they were getting the benefit as well. Why? Because they knew they could put that money in my face, or basically, it was things that I needed and things that I was going to get from them. Guess what? That I wasn't going to be quick to probably say something because I was much younger. And I was younger. Did you hear that? I was younger. So I was more tolerable to the nonsense, to the BS, because I was getting something out of the deal. Whereas as an older woman, a lot of times she makes her own bread. She making her own bread. She don't have time for that nonsense. And guess what? Either you're going to bring it or you're going to leave it alone. Guess what? Hey, leave it alone. That's what older women do. But when I was younger, what did I do? I looked the other way. I looked the other way when I really realized this man is on BS. He's not going to marry me. He's not going to do anything but do what he's doing right now. Game. Pimping game, mad game, and probably had a whole bunch of us that I was not aware of. You know, I did find out about one or two with this particular person, but it probably was more. You understand what I'm saying? You just keep looking. You're going to find more evidence and more evidence and more evidence. All you have to do is keep peeling back the layers. Keep peeling back the layers. Trust me, when you go looking for something, you're going to find it. You're going to find it. No problem. And the thing was, I needed him at that time, years ago, ladies and gentlemen, not something like 2 years. This is over 10 years ago. I needed him. So guess what? I had to look the other way. I had to look the other way because at one point or another, I didn't leave him when I was, you know, how can I say it? I didn't leave him when I was basically not really liking him. Had I not liked him, it would have been easier to leave. See, this is the problem that a lot of us have. When we find out or realize or accept or just come to realization that a person ain't going to do right by us, a lot of times we already liking them by that time. We're in love with them. We should have left in the beginning when you had an idea. You might not know for sure, but you have an intuition, or your intuition is telling you something, or you got an idea or inkling or whatever. I knew coming in a door that he was suspect to be in a hole. Yeah, I wasn't going to say that, but I just said it. I knew coming in the door that he was suspect to be in a hole. Even though he had money and he presented himself as a gentleman, he presented himself as a very classy man. And he was very, very down low. What I mean down low, I don't mean down low. He was seeing another man behind my back. That was something I never experienced. And if he did do that, then shame on him. He should have told me, but no, I didn't catch him doing that. I mean down low as in he was very, very low-keyed. That's the word. He was very low-keyed. He was very respectful. His mannerism was so, oh my God, just suave. Anything but loud, or he was the opposite of all that. And I fell for him hard. And as I started to fall for him, ladies and gentlemen, the red flags started coming out. Yes, the red flags started coming out. And he made me think, I'm just telling you game, ladies and gentlemen. See, we got to realize game been out here before. Our, you know, ancestors, their ancestors, the game been out here, period. It's just that, are you going to realize and open your eyes to see it? Or are you going to continue to be played in the game? It's just simple as that. You know, like I said before, I was a game player and I got played. So it's no, you know, it's no secret, you know what I'm saying? But as I was dating him, back to the example or the testimony, I was so smitten by him because he came with the violin, ladies and gentlemen. He came with the violin, how he was just tired of the women just using him for his money. And I came in like wanting to put a cape on. Oh, no, I would never do that to you. They just wanted your money and you're nice looking. So I had to laugh, ladies and gentlemen. I came in like I would never do that to you. And all of that was just game. It was game, ladies and gentlemen. He knew how to play me. He knew what tune to play. He knew what to push, what button. And when he played into that, oh my goodness, I was just so nice to him, so respectful. Whatever I wanted, if I, you know, come to him the correct way, he gave it to me. But then I even backed down times and didn't ask him sometimes because I didn't want to come off as the other girls. I didn't want to come off as the other girls. And I played with him. What I mean, played with him, played in this game, because that's what it really was. I played with this gentleman in this fallacy. I think it was a little, it was over a year. And it, when I realized, they started asking him for more money and asking for more things because your ass wasn't no good. That's why. Yes, I'm getting downright dirty with it, ladies and gentlemen. Because when they realized the women that he was seeing previously, that they had nothing coming outside of those coins, they said, well, let me just up my value and get more of these coins. Since, in fact, he's not giving anything else, or he has nothing else to offer. Yes, I said it. He had nothing else to offer. So they decided, you know what, since he has nothing else to offer, let me just up my coins. Let me just up my coins. Because right now, he's not trying to get married. he didn't want any children. And I can't remember, ladies and gentlemen, if he had got clipped, you know, because he had a couple of kids, but he was already taking care of them. They were straight. And I can't remember if he basically had got clipped at that time. And that's one of the reasons. But the people he was involved with, they wanted a life with him. The women wanted a life with him, ladies and gentlemen. So he knew that I was another possibility that I would fall in love with him, infatuated, smitten, all of the above. And he knew that he had to play me in a way so I can be feeling sorry for him. But really, he needed to be feeling sorry for me because he had already had the game plan mapped out how he was going to do me. See, the roles were really reversed. He wanted me to feel sorry for him, but really he needed to be feeling sorry for me because he knew what he was coming in the door with. And he knew that I was already captivated by his charming ways of the way he treated me, the way he loved me. Or no, we're not going to say love the way he pretended to love me, because I don't even think it was love, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, I said it. It was game. And some people can mask it so ruthless that it's ridiculous. Some people can mask it so ruthless that it's ridiculous. It's like almost like, how do you do this? How do you act like this? How can a person act the way they do and just like it's nothing to them? You know what I'm saying, ladies and gentlemen? It's nothing to them. I'm not going to say I've never experienced it, because later on down the line, I learned and then I did the same thing. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to talk about me a little bit. Now, I'm not going to get too deep all into it. And don't be trying to crucify me because I did the same thing, ladies and gentlemen, because I'm being honest. I'm going to be honest on my podcast as much as possible, but I'm not going to reveal every single thing. But you can read between the lines. We're adults. We're not stupid over here. You can understand and understand where I'm going with this subject. The bottom line is, as I got mature and I understood, I learned from people, the men that I dated, and I implemented the same thing. Imitated the same thing that was played on me or that was brought to my attention. And boy, will I tell you, that, my friend, did not get played out the way the men played it out with the women. No. Now, I'm not going to go into deep details, but I'll tell you, I created stalkers. I had some threats, and I don't mean threats like kill, but threats like you better make a decision quick, you know, those type of threats. You know, they never said anything like I'm going to hurt you or do this, but it was threats like I'm not dealing with this, you know, those type of threats. And it was just unbelievable. It was like night and day, ladies and gentlemen, even though it was the same game, but it was a woman versus a man. It was a woman versus a man, ladies and gentlemen. And I was like, why I don't get the same... I'm sorry, I had to laugh, ladies and gentlemen. Why I'm not getting the same respect as the men, you know? Why I'm not getting the same respect as the men, you know what I'm saying? And ladies, you got to send a shout out to the ladies, because there's some players out here that would run circles, miles on these men. Trust me, the only reason a lot of women is not running the circles and running the miles on the games, you know, the same games that you guys, the men, play, is because you guys can't handle it. You can't handle it. You guys be wanting to tear everything up. You want to kill, destroy. You know, it's a whole nother level when a man's heart is broken versus a woman. Now, that, my friends, or my podcast listeners, that is one of the main reasons, I have to be honest with you, ladies and gentlemen, that Nichelle Lamour had came to God. I have to be honest with you. When I basically tried to do the game, because the game is, you know, the men do it, the women do it, I realized that I was in a danger zone. And these men are not going to take it like I was taking it, or like the other woman was taking it, or like the other woman was dealing with it, or the other woman was hush hush and just accepting her role or accepting her turn. They wasn't accepting their turn, ladies and gentlemen. They was not accepting their turn. And it's amazing. I'm going to tell you this one thing, and I'm going to leave it alone because I know women can relate. I came in the door trying to change it when I seen the signs, and I said, okay, well, maybe the next time I do this, oh, you know, I don't want to be in a relationship, and I just tell people I don't want to be in a relationship. So if you want to see me, you want to date me, you just know I might date somebody else. Now, this is when I was much younger, ladies and gentlemen. They started out, oh, it's cool. It's cool. You ain't got no problems, girlfriend. You know, it's cool because I ain't trying to get in no relationship either. I think, truthfully, men was turned on that I had another man. And when I said that, ladies and gentlemen, it was, I think, one situation. I'm just going to talk about one circumstance or one situation. I think that one situation, he was already claiming me, and it was only like maybe two months. And I don't like to be, and women could do whatever they want to do as far as talk about their sex. I don't talk about my sex because I don't want to say my sex captivated a man or my sex hooked him, because all women got sex. I mean, if you learn how to move it around and you learn to go up and down, you learn the tricks of the trade when in the bed, in the bedroom, any woman can give some good sex. It was more to me than just sex. That's just me. I don't know what anybody else feel or what anybody else think. I want to think that I have more to offer than just sex. So that's just Nisha Lamore. I'm not knocking no other woman for feeling the way she feels. If she feels that, you know, she whipped it on them, that's her prerogative. She has every right to feel that way. I don't like feeling that way. I like to feel, and I'm just throwing this is a curveball in what I'm talking about. I like to feel that, hey, I cook good. I got some good dishes I can cook for him. I know how to rub him down, give him a good massage. I know how to massage his feet, or I know how to help him, you know, with some things with his business. You know what I'm saying? I like to be a well-rounded woman. I don't want to say, oh, my vajayjay is what hooked him. That just never been me. You know, now, somebody might say, oh, you got it going on. That's cool. But I don't want that to be the underlying issue of me being with a man. That's just how I am. I'm sorry. I don't know if other women agree with me, and I appreciate if you do, but because I'm going to be doing lives soon, when I mean lives, and we can all, you know, correspond to things that I'm saying on the podcast. But, you know, that's just not me. But long story short, when I basically came in the door and I'd be like, look, check this out. You know, I'm not really interested in a relationship. Same thing that a man do, you know, because I tried to change up the game. I said, well, maybe if I tell him in the door instead of hiding that I'm seeing somebody else, maybe it will be cool because then they won't be so upset. Right? Oh, my goodness. I think that was even worse, ladies and gentlemen. I told one person, one particular person, that when I was doing my thing, you know, I was entitled. I wasn't in no relationship. And I basically told him, you know, hey, you know, I'm seeing somebody, you know, it is what it is. No. I take that back. This is another situation. I just thought about it. I'm talking about the other one. This particular situation, I told him I didn't want no relationship right now. Yes, I remember. This particular situation, ladies and gentlemen, I told him I didn't want no relationship, and I was basically just doing my thing because I had got out of a relationship that was kind of stressful, and I was just like, hey, I'm doing me. You know what I'm saying? I'm doing me. And the person was just like, okay, it's cool. You know, it's all good, baby. You know, like, I'm doing me too. 2 months, ladies and gentlemen. 2 months. I mean, it was unbelievable. I had went somewhere, and I never forget it. I had went somewhere, and I had turned my phone off. I never forget it like yesterday. When I turned my phone back on, they was kind of snappy when they had called. And they was like, I was trying to reach you. You had your phone off. You know, what's up with that? You know, you trying to run from me. You don't want to see me no more. And I'm like, oh my God. I didn't say nothing, but it was amazing because I was just bragging about the person, saying, you know, this guy that I met, you know, me and him cool. And I had him on speakerphone. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, I remember this like yesterday. I had him on speakerphone. So my girlfriend was listening in the car because, you know, we would do these little rendezvous, and I shouldn't be telling the women secrets because they're going to be looking at their girl some type of way when she walk out the door. So, ladies, I'm not telling our secrets. But I was doing a rendezvous with my girl. So I turned my phone off because it was girl time or whatever. And basically, when I'm doing the rendezvous, when I turned the phone on, I was done with the situation. Whatever I was at, wherever I was doing. So I was back available for everybody to talk to, everybody to deal with me. Do you know when he called me, ladies and gentlemen. And when he called me, he was like, where was you at? You know, I was calling you. You know, I was looking for you and you wasn't answering. You know, and I'm like, what's up? You know, where you at? You know, you don't want to deal with me no more. I mean, he went through, and I'm telling you, my girlfriend was in the car. He was on speakerphone. And the reason I had him on speakerphone, because I was bragging. And I should have, I know, ladies and gentlemen, I should have never done that. But ladies and gentlemen, I was not expecting that to come out of his mouth. And like I said, Nishay Lamore going to keep it 100 with you, because I want you guys to follow me. I want y'all to understand the game is real. The game is real. So I'm thinking, you know, hey, you know, what's up? You know, I'm missing you after doing whatever I was doing, because probably I went somewhere with her, and it probably was somebody around, some guys around, and I probably didn't want him to hear the men in the background where we were going. Okay, I'm being 100. You know what I'm saying? I was single at the time. Do you know, after when this man called me and he was like, what's up? You know, you don't want to talk to me no more? I'm about to get angry, and you know what's, and I'm saying to myself, didn't we say we don't want a relationship? Didn't we say this? Didn't we say that this was what it was in the beginning, like coming in the door? So I'm still like tripping, like, what happened? Like, what happened? Because my thing is, ladies and gentlemen, fair exchange, no robbery. If I'm not coming and doing pop-ups on you, don't do no pop-up on me if we got that kind of relationship. Now, if we're in a committed relationship, that's a whole nother level. I'm going to ride down on you. That's just, it is what it is. If you're my guy, my man, whatever title, you know what I'm saying? Not the situationship, because this was kind of what I was in at the time. It was like a situationship. But we had already agreed, ladies and gentlemen, that we was not committed. This is what really blew me. And this is why I say, ladies and gentlemen, men can't take it like women. And I was steady trying to explain to him. I was like, no, sweetheart, I was just... He said, well, what was you doing when you couldn't answer the phone? Whoa, whoa. Wait a minute now. When did we get to start questioning each other? You know what I'm saying? That was something we discussed in the beginning. You understand what I'm saying? We did discuss that. So I was still trying to figure out, like, where did this come in? So all of a sudden, when I got home and we hooked up, he came immediately. When I say immediately, ladies and gentlemen, he was at my house in his car. I'll never forget this. He was in his car waiting on me. I'm trying not to laugh. He was in his car waiting on me to see if I really was coming with my girlfriend out the car. And he did see me. I got out the car, pulled up in front of my place, and he seen my girlfriend. And he introduced himself in a very, 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 like, stern way, but he wanted really to make sure that I was with a woman, like I said, and, you know, the girlfriend that I said, which I was. And long story short, it just, to me, all of a sudden, it seemed like, poof, I was in a relationship. Yes. Yes. And to me, that is game, ladies and gentlemen. That is game. Because if a woman, just like a man, come in the game and say, you know what? I had enough of the relationship. I just want to date. You know, I just want to see what's out here. And the gentleman, he's feeling you. He feels like he like you. He feels that you're something special. He don't want nobody else to have you. He didn't make no announcement that we in a relationship. We just kind of went into a relationship, ladies and gentlemen. So what I'm saying is, how is it that a man can direct the direction of the relationship and stand on it when he don't want to be bothered? Don't answer his phone. You know, look, I told you this and that. But when the woman do it, either she's a hoe or he's like, no. You need to make a decision. But I made a decision when I came into the relationship and told you I did not want to be in a relationship. I was just dating. So what I'm saying is, you just got to know the red flags and you got to stand on it. You understand? And a lot of times you got to kind of, maybe you shouldn't date right away. Maybe you shouldn't sleep with them right away. Maybe you should get to know them a little more, because sometimes, like I said before, people, you know, they're lying about their, you know, their motives or whatever, which is, how can I say, that's really like 60 to 70% of the time most people are. But at the same time, you don't want to get caught up in a situation that you're not really trying to get caught up in. Now, at the time when I kind of just gravitated into a relationship, I'm going to be honest with you, ladies and gentlemen, I just went on because I didn't want to upset him, and I did like him a lot. Wasn't in love with him, ladies and gentlemen, but I did like him a lot. I just kind of gravitated into the relationship. I'm not going to even lie. Now, was that right, ladies and gentlemen? No, it wasn't. No, it wasn't. But he pressured me. And I'm not talking about pressure like he was sweating me. He just happened to fall for me faster at that time than I fell for him. It happens. But at that time, I was not able to tell him, look, I don't want to be in a relationship. It was very hard for me to do that because he was not going. He was not accepting. He felt like I was using him. How am I using you? When I came honestly in the door, God is my witness, I told you I did not, my situation. I told you my circumstances. I told you I was not really looking for a relationship. But somehow or another, ladies and gentlemen, I got in a relationship. So with that being said, it's really hard out here. The game is real. The game is real, ladies and gentlemen. And it's really hard out here, especially for the women. And I'm not trying to say that, you know, we need special treatment and this and that, because guys be like, yeah, just as ruthless as the men. Some of us are, because I used to be, like I said before, and I accept that. I accept that as a testimony to become the woman that I am today. You know, this beautiful woman that I am today. But I'm just like, how did we get into a relationship? You know, we went from a situationship to a supposedly committed relationship. And I was not even ready. I remember my girlfriend saying, I remember she telling me, we had a talk about this. She said, I thought you told him that you wasn't ready to be in a relationship. I said, I'm not ready to be in a relationship. She said, are you going to tell him? I said, I told him, but he wasn't going. That is a form of manipulation, ladies and gentlemen. The game is real. He wanted what he wanted, and he was determined to not let me go. I'm telling you, it that whole relationship. And as I look back, ladies and gentlemen, because I'm giving you one example of one of my relationships, which I do from time to time in my podcast, this relationship was entirely manipulation. It was entirely manipulation. And now that I think about this relationship, ladies and gentlemen, he probably be listening one day. If he do, he knows. If he don't, oh well. But now that I think back to this relationship that I was in with this gentleman, it was really crazy, because not only did he manipulate me to get in like a deeper situation? He basically cheated. And then I found out, because I didn't know at first, ladies and gentlemen. Now, mind you, he did all this to get me, okay? Got me in the relationship. This is a true story. This is a true story, ladies and gentlemen. Is this not like just to get followers or get listeners? This is all real. Real, live, uncut, my life. You know, and real, live, uncut, talking about real life relationship issues. He got me into relationship, and that was fine because I was crazy about him. I was. Now, was I in love with him? No, I wasn't. I'm just being honest. I wasn't. I loved him, but I wasn't in love with him. I knew that in his past, he was a notorious cheater. He was a cheater. Now, I call myself getting air. I call myself, you know, give me some time, a space between my relationships, because I had just got out of a relationship. I had just, I'm talking about in my whole entire life, ladies and gentlemen, I don't think I've ever been out of a relationship longer than a year, maybe a year and a half, close to two. I have not been out of a relationship. And that was like, I was trying to take a breather because I had started learning that you had to learn yourself. You had to learn things about yourself. You had to do things differently. You had to stop jumping it from relationship to relationship. So I was really trying to do things differently and learn Niche. You understand what I'm saying? This is my business name, but I'm sure from time to time you've heard me accidentally say my real name, but that's my business name, Niche Lamour. I basically was trying to get to know who I was. That was like one of the beginning stages of me trying to learn myself. I started this process with Niche Lamour over, I think it started like 12 years ago, when I was trying to heal from some situations and relationships. I just really wanted to get to know me and stop trying to feed somebody's ego and be somebody else's She-Ra. And I wanted to be Niche Lamour She-Ra and learn to love myself and live for me for a change, instead of, you know, like being, how can I say it? Like meeting the needs of the spouse. Like you're dating and then all of a sudden, you know, you're feeling your partner's sexual desires and you're being there for them. You're being an advisor. You're doing all the things that a woman can be to a man, ladies and gentlemen. I was doing it. So I had decided for once in my life, I said, you know what? I'm going to do what's best for me. I'm going to do what's best for me. I'm not going to sit here and just jump into another relationship, no matter what happens. And that's what I started out doing with him. And it just kind of gravitated into a relationship. So with that being said, we was together. He eventually cheated on me bad. He cheated on me bad, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm trying to speed it up. I say, you know what? After so long, I said, you know what? I'm just going to go ahead and end the relationship, you know? I'm just going to go and end it. You know, he's doing him. This is years after us being together, years. I said, you know what? I'll just go ahead and move on. Maybe he'll be happy. He'll be happy. You know, he'll be happy. It didn't work out that way, ladies and gentlemen. He wasn't going for it. I'm just saying, he wasn't going. And I was so like, you got to be kidding me. You manipulated away in a way you manipulated me to get into this relationship. And now I want to move on, because you basically are seeing people behind my back and I'm not even tripping. I'm just like, okay, I accept it for what it is. Let me just kind of like get out the relationship. I was like not fussing. I was at peace. I just wanted to move on with my life. Do you know the person switched up? And what do I mean by switched up, ladies and gentlemen? All of a sudden, everything that I was starting to see, he stopped. He started being up under me. He started like tracking my time, tracking where I go, want to know everything. He was like super, super, super into me. And it was like, wow, like you was not doing this just a millisecond ago. You was not doing this. And it was just like he had started doing things that he was doing in the beginning, because a lot of that stuff had faded in the middle. It had faded, ladies and gentlemen. So he had started back doing everything right. He wanted to be up under me. He coming straight home from work. And I was just like, oh my God, he's manipulating me again. He's doing it again. I wanted to get out the relationship. And he, you know, and he probably said, okay, this is what she wants. So I'm going to give her what she wants. But that's really not what I wanted, ladies and gentlemen. I'm being honest with you. Yes, did I love him? Yes, I did. Was I in love with him? No, I was not. Did I want to continue the relationship? At this time, I have to be honest, it was 50-50 at this moment. As time went on again and I stayed, I wanted to be 100% out. But in that time, I was still like, like half and half. Because, you know, we're going to keep it 100. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that I just want not to be with him and was with him. You know, that's like a kidnapper. And I'm not going to lie like that. But I was 50 in and 50 out. You know what I'm saying? So it was just like unbelievable. Game. Whatever motives he had with me, he was not trying to let me go. And I seen it clear as day because if he loved me, this is what I see. Now, this is my opinion. If he loved me so much as he said, why did the cheating stop? Why did you not stop cheating? And then I'm going to just finalize this testimony so we can be done with it. I started tipping out. Because eventually, after a while, he back doing the cheating again. Maybe, 6 months to a year, he started back being his old self again. So after that, I said, you know what? He don't want to let me go. It seemed like every time I try to talk to him about let's separate, he try to get right because he just want, you know, he just plays this game. It's a game. It's a game, ladies and gentlemen. This is what I say. Know the game. The game is real. So he didn't want to let me go, but he didn't want to stop cheating. So Nichelle Moore is in a circumstance situation because he gets volatile when I want to leave. He gets volatile. He gets upset. He gets angry. You know, he starts becoming like overly overbearing, like want to follow me, wants to call me 24. I mean, literally, when I'm walking off the door from work, he's ringing my phone. Of course, he's my man at the time, but it's just overbearing. No space, no breathing room. I got tired of it. Like, you can do what you want to do, but you don't want me to have no breathing room. Didn't want me to go out with my girlfriends. Started acting crazy when I would call my girlfriends. When he's in the room watching a game. I'm in the back talking to my girlfriend. He literally got to come in the back with me. Are you talking to somebody? Who you talking to? Long story short, I started tipping out. He found out because now I had presented at one time or another that I wanted to be over again. He wasn't happy with that. He said, no, I'm not really there yet. I want us to be together. I want to make it work. In his words. Oh, Lord have mercy. Why am I dealing with this? But I'm just like feeling trapped, ladies and gentlemen. Feeling smothered and trapped. Because when I presented to you that I feel some type of way, I think you're cheating or whatever I thought or suspected, whatever the red flags was, you were supposed to get on it. And you were supposed to change like 360, not even going back. Because by this time, ladies and gentlemen, I'm just not telling you the whole story. I had pretty much called him like 5 times, like maybe between 3 to 5 times. So at this time, you should be like, you know what? I ain't got caught up enough. Let me go ahead and get it right if I want him. No, you wait till I get back situated. And I'm in a comfort zone again. What you do, you start doing it again. So with that being said, that was game, ladies and gentlemen. Game. Nothing but game. Ghetto attitude, manipulative environment. So at this time, he found out that I was tippy-toeing around. Oh, Lord. Why he find out? Yes, I'm being honest about it, ladies and gentlemen. I was tippy-toeing out, you know, doing the Shayla Moore. And when he found out, he called himself want to speak to the person. He wanted to, you know, it was just not right. And I could not understand for the life of me. I accepted when you did what you did. I tried to work with you. I tried to deal with you. I was more tolerable. I might have said something in the house, said my piece in the house, but never did I disrespect you in public. Never did I disrespect you, you know, in front of your family. Never did I embarrass you on the phone. It was just things that he did to me that I had never did to him. And I knew that it was over. I knew it was over. Now, whether he wanted to accept it, that was a whole nother level. But the moral story is, even in being in a relationship is a game, because people are getting some out of it and you're not. You understand? It's not always about the initiation. People think the game is the beginning stages. No, the game is, it's a nonstop cycle. It's a never-ending cycle, ladies and gentlemen. And I just want to say that. So you just got to be on top of your A game. You got to have self-love. You got to love yourself. And you got to recognize those red flags. Know those red flags, ladies and gentlemen. Don't ignore the red flags. If you know something ain't right, 9 times out of 10, it ain't right, baby. It's not right. And don't do something to compromise somebody all the time when you're feeling uncomfortable. If you are uncomfortable and it's not right and you're not feeling right about it, do what's best for you. At some point, you got to love yourself. You got to. And that's what Nichelle Lamore has found. She's found self-love. Yes. And the moral story, did I ever leave him? Yes, I did. Was it difficult? Woo! Was it? Was it? I was so happy that he found somebody else. Oh, my God. And even when he found somebody else, he was still calling me. So I'm not saying it like bragging, ladies and gentlemen. I'm saying it like facts. You have to recognize game. And a lot of times you get your karma. That's really what it could have been. It could have been my karma for doing something to another man. You know what I'm saying? A lot of times you have to be careful. You have to be careful. You have to be careful. You have to do what's right, because it will catch up with you and it will come back to haunt you. And that is what you don't want. You don't want these things to come back and haunt you. You don't want these things to come back and haunt you. And that could have been my karma. It could have been my karma from doing my thing. Because if you remember, I'm going to say this and this is the end of it, because we've did 52 minutes. Wow. Already. If you do remember, I did say when I came in this particular situation right here, I'm talking about, I did tell him in the beginning, I didn't really want a relationship. I wasn't ready. I had just got out of something. I was really trying to be cool. I was trying to be cool. I just wanted to do me for a minute. And somehow, some way, when I had went missing that day, I'll never forget it. I went missing with my girlfriend. We was doing our thing. And we both were single, you know, and I turned my phone off. He did not like that. And at that moment, I should have got him straight then, or I should have discontinued the relationship if I was uncomfortable with the way things had turned out. I should have told him then that, no, I'm not dealing with this. But instead, I let him kind of persuade and manipulate me into a relationship because I liked him a little bit. I had to basically just accept for what it was. Accept for what it was and just deal with it and say, you know what? This is not working for me. And that's what I should have did. But with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, this was a very interesting podcast. But, you know, like, share, follow. I'm on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, all the above. I love this podcast. I love, 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 love. I thank you guys for being supportive of Nichelle Lamore. I hope you enjoyed the testimony, enjoyed the topic. I just love you guys, because without you guys, it would be no Nichelle Lamore. And all these stories are testimonies and they're real life stories, real life issues. So with that being said, I love you guys. Have a wonderful, wonderful day. And till the next time we meet, or the next time I give a podcast. Bye-bye.